Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Very exciting stuff today. Well, again, want to congratulate our very own Judy Pilak, who received her star on the Walk of Fame, her plaque on the Walk of Fame here at Tribune Tower in downtown Chicago.
Yes.
For her service to WGN and Chicago Radio. It's a big deal.
Do you see her anywhere outside the studio, like stumbling around with a bottle of champagne, kissing her plaque, anything like that outside the showcase?
I was wondering where she might be at this time, and I don't want to really guess.
No, I don't think we want to know. Let's just put it this way. Judy is going to enjoy herself today. This is, as it pertains to accomplishment in Chicago Radio, it doesn't get much bigger than that.
No.
And
that's good company right there. Yeah. She's in. My gosh.
Exactly. She's with the great legends of this radio station in Chicago Radio. And so this is a big deal. So she's enjoying herself. Now, she was dressed in an outfit that, I'm sure the pictures are up at WGNradio.com.
How did you describe it before?
They are.
You said
It looked like the evil
Queen
stepmom
Victorian.
in a Disney film, like in a Disney cartoon. It's kind of with the high, like the big high collar kind of thing on a dress.
Would you expect anything less?
Oh no, it was grand, very grand.
It was very grand,
it was fitting for Judy
in peacock blue too. I thought you don't see that.
I was wondering as I looked up there and saw everyone wearing gray if Judy pulled the same thing she pulled with all of us for picture day when she said, "Hey, everybody, gonna do black and white? Okay, cool." And then she shows up in canary yellow.
Yeah,
remember that? And
yep.
Then there's
yep.
Judy up there wearing the peacock blue. Everybody else was in the black and the gray.
She definitely stood out.
She did. She looked good.
Congratulations to her. And also, we ask local law enforcement to go easy on her.
I'm sure she's at home maybe listening to the show.
Oh,
right now.
Yeah, of course. Huddled around a radio, maybe just laying low tonight.
That's what she's doing.
I mean, what's more entertaining than listening to this?
Oh, that's a good point, but I'm sure Judy has other things in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Judy does, yeah.
She's got a couple days off to celebrate.
She's going
to
celebrate somehow tonight.
3 days of celebrations or more, maybe.
Good luck.
Godspeed.
Good luck to...
to the city.
To the city and to unsuspecting men in bars in downtown Chicago.
Just let her have the day.
You know what? I have my own plaque.
Let's go.
The Judy Walk of Fame.
Let's go check it out.
I'm a celebrity.
Right, exactly. Don't you know who I am?
Well, maybe she can bring someone over and they can offer to clean off the bird poop off of her Walk
I
of
think
fame
that
spot.
That's how it would go. Can we try something new and exciting? Okay. Just follow me to Michigan Avenue. Here's my star.
Yeah.
My plaque. No big deal.
Yeah. Did I tell you my name? Judy Pilak.
She'd pause between the Judy and the Pilak.
She would. The Pilak pause.
Yeah. All right.
But well-deserved and congrats to all of the inductees. Into that esteemed society.
Did you realize? First of all, this is kind of interesting. This is a new survey. In honor of Judy, I'm done for the day talking about anything of great seriousness.
Okay.
I think it's time for a little bit of relaxation.
Sure.
And I'm interested in this story.
What's that?
With summer right around the corner, many women are booking their waxing appointments.
Well, that just makes sense.
Classic.
To get rid of, quote, problem areas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting ready for the warm weather.
Problem. I don't even know what a problem area is.
I can
name
guess.
A few.
Come on.
Body hair removal is so important to women. And apparently shaving is a drag.
Yeah. It's horrible.
That's true.
It creates its own set of issues. And like Nair.
That's just disgusting.
Is a lot of women don't, you know.
It's hard to do. I mean, and it doesn't work very well. It's not very effective.
Well, you have to wait for it to grow so long that it becomes a little nasty and then and
same
then
with
it
works. Waxing, though.
Don't they do permanent hair removal now?
Yeah, so you have $1 million for each leg.
Is it that expensive, huh?
Yeah.
You have to go back for multiple treatments. It's not easy.
10 treatments.
Yeah.
At least. And that's not for a Serbian girl.
Or a big coarse hair girl.
Yeah.
You have a Black & Decker? What do you have? Is there a... What exactly are you? Toro?
A weed whacker?
I think I have
Bend
thicker
over.
Hair than my dad. I'm like, Bronco, you have nice, delicate hair. I'm like Chewbacca over here.
But don't guys get ready for the summer too? Don't you have to do anything? Or
no? A little manscaping.
Yeah, there you go.
No, we don't really do much.
No,
at least I don't.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, at some point, you go like, yeah, this is kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Just, I do.
Yeah.
I just embrace the bearish nature of
the whole thing. Yeah.
Because I've often described this, that I have a body hair similar to that of a chimpanzee.
Well, you can wax that too, you know, Ro. That is available for you.
Yeah, I could. I don't know to what I don't know how
that
would
stop?
Help us.
That's what I get confused
where do you
on.
Stop on.
You know, when you start waxing a lot of stuff, you're like, how far up my arm?
Right.
Do I get my back?
Because if you just go the back, then all of a sudden the arms look super hairy.
Yeah, it's just a lot of questions.
There's first world problems right here.
These really are. right now at the ISIS training camp in Raqqa, they are not having this conversation.
No.
Or they're playing audio of this.
They're saying, this is why we hate them.
Who brought the wax? Where is the waxing?
First world problem. I don't know how long to wax. How far up the arm do I go?
If you take it up the back, what is going to do on the shoulder? I don't know what to do. It's not happening.
No.
They're practicing on each
ISIS
other.
ISIS training camp.
Yeah, that's their
although view. It should be part of a form of torture.
Yeah, torturing really, methods for
it
them.
It really should be.
I actually enjoy it.
You do?
Yeah.
The
what?
When they tear it off, that part.
You like
I
the
like
pain?
It. I like
oh,
it.
I hate it.
It's a sweet mix of... It's. Just, I like it.
So women say that they would give up coffee if they could never have to wax themselves again or remove troubled body hair.
Mm-hmm. That'd be hard to do. I wouldn't do that. Coffee is very important.
44% of women say they go Netflix free for a month. Again, that is a first world
well,
problem right
Netflix
there.
Well, you can't Netflix and chill
yeah, exactly.
if you're not waxing.
Women, like, if they are not comfortable with their situation, there is you're striking out, men. Like, women have to, they got to.
Right, it's not about you. It's us feeling comfortable.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
40% of women said they would give up the nookie for a month if they could go.
You're not going to have the nookie if they don't get the wax because the woman's like, no.
Yeah.
Don't look.
Don't touch.
38% would keep away from social media if they get just a.
Gee, those are high numbers.
Basically, I think women would do anything, right? If they could just not
if
have
you never
to worry,
had to
about,
worry
getting...
about it. Think about how much time you would save if you didn't have to worry about doing your hair, you know, waxing or removing hair.
Well, Ro and I have to shave our faces. You know how much time that takes?
You
ladies?
Guys aren't even good at doing that.
No, you're really not.
Yeah, I've kind of let it go a little bit.
You know,
it's horrible.
That's what? What?
It's horrible to be a female.
Oh, all right.
So many things you have to take care of.
Yeah, the biggest problem, women say, 72% is the bikini area. And then armpits follow that and legs. Well, legs always, you know, like you see that in the commercials, women like shaving their legs and stuff like that. Or, mm-hmm. you know, seeing, mm-hmm. you know, people shaving. That does look like a lot of work. That's because it's
is.
Like a lot,
well,
of,
and there are
a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
Ground to cover in areas that if you nick yourself.
I've been, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been so lazy painful. Sometimes that if I'm wearing capris, I'll just do it to the pant line.
Sure, that's what you can do all winter and you know a lot of the spring and fall
yeah.
too.
I'm like, okay, well these have holes in them, so I'll just get where the holes are.
Now, other problem areas are worse for women depending on their ethnicity. It says here.
Yeah.
Oh,
tell me about it.
The upper lip is a tough region. It says here in the Hispanic community. 57% of women complain about that. 40% of white women complain about that, and 33% of African American women. Now, the pattern was similar when it came to knuckle hair.
Knuckle hair.
Okay, I have a story.
Oh boy! Uh-oh. Oh,
knuckle
no.
hair story.
Cool.
No,
let's hear it.
It's actually a toe story. I was getting a pedicure one day, and typically in these establishments, Asian descended people work mm-hmm. there. She started talking about my toe. You know, like the big toe has a couple hairs on it. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't got a wax yet because, you know, they're professionals and I think they're not going to make fun of my feet.
Do they wax the foot?
Well, they do at a wax center, but this is just a pedicure. Mm-hmm. She's like, I never see this before. I'm like, oh, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry you guys are hairless. And I have, you know, she's like, this is incredible. I'm like, she called
showing
someone
great-
over.
Great ethnic sensitivity. Be led to problematic. Sorry, you people are hairless.
Well, she was making fun of me.
She was trying to help you.
That's right. You make fun of her back.
She was trying to help you.
She was working on my toes, Ro. She didn't have to worry about my hair.
See, she has third world problems. She's working on your toes. You have first world problems. She made fun of your toe.
Well, it's hurtful.
And it was the anti-racism.
Yeah.
I mean, was there something really awkward about the hair on your toe? Was there some? Was it like a
that? It was there. She had never seen someone who had toe hair,
she's,
I
like,
guess.
Calling people over. Everybody,
check it out.
Look at this. Oh, my God. Look at this.
I'm like, okay, I'll give you a couple extra bucks in the tip because you had to look at that.
Take a photo. Take a photo with it.
That's the first thing they did.
They're taking selfies with it.
Come and take a look.
I'm sorry to share that story, but so what I'm saying is knuckle hair and toe hair are very similar, I feel like.
Well, yeah.
All right, so your knuckle hair. Do you have knuckle hair problems?
Well, I don't get rid of my arm hair, so I've been told, you know, some people do tell me I should get rid of my arm hair, which that's, I don't know where you stop. I have hair on my hand. I don't know.
This is a real problem.
That's why I try to go tanning, cover up the hair.
The celebrities are all using this ice laser treatment. That's like Kim Kardashian did it in one of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians thing. But it's very, yeah,
really,
it's,
I wonder how much
expensive.
They paid to have her do that.
Yeah, how much does this stuff cost?
They said six sessions, like $1,500. So okay. There you go.
Again, first world problems.
Yeah, right. I
you
mean,
think I
deal
can write that
hair
off somehow with work? You know, doing all these videos, I'm going to need to get some hair removed.
How come you don't wet your arm? That's one way to upsell the customer.
Did she offer to remove it? Was that part of the service, or she
no.
just sort of freaked out?
I wouldn't
out?
Have even done it. I'm like, get me out of here.
No. It was a pedicure. It wasn't even a waxing service.
No.
When you go to the waxing service, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're professional.
They don't even ask anymore.
Yes.
Right. Have you ever waxed the inside of your nose?
No, I have not. No.
Life-changing.
I would imagine.
Even when you sneeze, when you blow your nose, it's like everything just feels...
Don't
please.
You kind of
smooth
need those,
up in there?
Don't you kind of need those hairs in there?
You're not supposed to go up past, like they hold your nose like this, you know?
Ah, they're overrated.
I thought it kind of keeps germs out and stuff. I don't know. All right.
Beauty is pain, Anna.
That's true.
Pain.
Well, that's true. Think
about Violetta, I think your application for next year's Walk of Fame has just been rejected based on this.
Dang it. I'll wax my... toe hair if necessary to get on the Walk of Fame.
All right. Violetta has the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.
Well, actually, they're recovering.